Recovery from Hurricanes Harvey and Irma will be a long, slow process. Houses and other buildings were destroyed or severely damaged, and other kinds of property, like cars, were waterlogged and will end up crushed or junked. Other autos, though, still look pretty good, and with some cosmetic touch-ups, could easily be sold to an unsuspecting customer. The National Insurance Crime Bureau is trying to make sure that doesn't happen, issuing a warning to consumers about flood-damaged vehicles. Frank Scafidi is Director of Public Affairs for NICB, and he's with me. Frank, what's the potential for the recirculation of these cars, and where are they most likely to end up?
Well, the potential, first of all, is very high, because as we've seen after many similar events, going back to Katrina and Sandy and others, there's always that element that's going to take advantage of the targets of opportunity, namely the vehicles that have been flooded that may still look decent after they're cleaned up and present an opportunity to scam somebody many miles away from the actual flood. So we've seen these cars appear all over the country, really, hundreds and thousands of miles away from where the actual flooding took place.
And even though we've seen the news and we, at least some of us, are aware that this could happen, that's still a scam that works, huh?
It is. And it works in part because the people who ultimately fall victim to it are generally excited about the fact that they've been researching a specific vehicle. It may be a little bit out of their price range, and all of a sudden here comes one. It literally drops out of the sky. It's just what they want. The price is very attractive. They're not going to find it usually on a lot somewhere. It's going to be an online advertisement. So it attracts them. They make a meet. They look at the car, fall in love with it. They exchange the money. Everybody's happy until they take it home. And a week or two later, they start seeing problems with it.
Frank, is there the assumption made that more of these cars will end up junked or crushed or destroyed than they actually are?
Not in total. But what mostly happens, Steve, is that these vehicles, when they're deemed unserviceable or salvaged, most of them are parted out. That means they're sent someplace and sold to a scrapyard or a dismantler that will take the usable parts out of these vehicles and clean them up, and they're still serviceable. They're still good. Another good number of them will be indeed crushed if they're just exposed to some sort of a hazardous materials, like we saw with Katrina. There was such a mess in that water that many of the cars, in fact, I believe it was Progressive, they just made the corporate decision they were going to destroy all of the vehicles that they insured that were affected by that hurricane. And they did, 5,000 or so, I believe. I should back up. The one word here that really people need to pay attention to is disclosure. As long as everyone is aware that the vehicle they're talking about was exposed to a flood or was salvaged or something like that, there's no issue. It's the ones that are perhaps purchased at an auction legitimately by some people who find value in that kind of a vehicle, that those vehicles ultimately may wind up getting retitled, cleaned up, and shipped somewhere for sale.
Is it easier nowadays to get information related to whether a car may in fact have been damaged more severely? I mean, is there more information available if people are willing to look for it?
Absolutely, Steve. It is much better today than it was, let's say, just after Katrina, and for a couple of reasons. As you mentioned, Carfax, some of these other vehicle history vendors, my own organization, NICB, that was really the genesis. Katrina and all the vehicles that we saw exposed to those disasters, there was a series, actually, of four hurricanes that year. And the numbers that we were seeing of affected vehicles that we started collecting early on, we knew that there was going to be a potential at some point for innocent consumers to be impacted either financially or worse, suffering physical harm from perhaps a failed vehicle. So all the information that we collected for internal purposes, we decided to make that available to the general public at no charge, and it has evolved into what we know today as VinCheck. It's still a free service, and people can put a VIN number of a vehicle they're interested in buying in VinCheck and see if it's ever been deemed as salvage or a total loss, or if it's even an unrecovered stolen vehicle that's for sale.
Frank Scafidi is the Director of Public Affairs for the National Insurance Crime Bureau. Frank, thanks for the time this morning.
My pleasure, Steve.